Hi, this is Dan Sullivan. I'd like to welcome you to the Multiplier Mindset Podcast. Today's transformation success story is really a great one on about three different levels. And this is Kaylin Riley. And Kaylin comes from Cary, North Carolina, beautiful country. And Kaylin has been in the construction industry. You know, he's one of those people who builds things and designs things and gets things constructed for other people. And he came into Coach, and he was in the 10 Times program. And in the first year of using the Who Not How concept, he freed up 3,000 hours. The interesting thing about 3,000 hours, he wasn't working 3,000 hours, is that he freed up a couple thousand hours, and then he started taking new things, and then he kept freeing himself up. First point I'd like to get across about Kaylin's success here, and there's two just extraordinary success stories that I'll comment on that is in his wonderful interview with us. And that is that he's just bought into the fact that he can have really big goals which have a lot of hows that are required to achieve those goals. But Kaylin has learned his job is to define the vision and to define the what needs to be created, doesn't exist yet. And the second part is the why it's so important. And then he immediately says, well, who's the who actually does this? And along with Who Not How, Kaylin's also mastered another success breakthrough in Strategic Coach, and that's the impact filter. The impact filter is the greatest tool in the world for identifying a breakthrough project for yourself, and this can be in any area of your life. I look at entrepreneurial life as 360 degrees. So his first project was to create major new legislation in North Carolina that would bring veterans, military veterans, into the construction industry and to get the assistance and the encouragement and the support of the state of North Carolina to do this. So what he did is that he just used the impact filter to state what the project was, why it was so important, you know, the difference it would make, what the ideal outcome was, the worst that was going to happen if this legislation didn't pass, and then the best could happen. And then when the legislation was completed, this would be true, this would be true, this would be true. So all the measurements. And then he said, okay, I've thought about it, and now I'm just going to wait to find somebody who can actually take this project and run with it. And it took him 1 week. 1 week, he met someone brand new, and he described the process. He had the impact filter, and the person said, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. I'd like to take charge with your project. I'd like to get this done. I know how to get it done. I know the people who have to be talked to, and it's in the North Carolina legislature, and it's very close to being passed. No hows on Kaylin's part, except having the vision, putting it into an impact filter, and then waiting for the who to show up. But because his brain was totally identified to identify who the person had to be, the person showed up, and the person immediately understood what a huge opportunity it was for their unique capability. The second one that I think is so great is that in freeing himself up, he got an idea of starting another company. And this is a company he didn't know anything about. It was a tech company. But there were certain capabilities that Kaylin, with the great success of his construction company, could bring to this. So again, he didn't start doing the how here. He didn't start learning about tech. He didn't start learning about tech company. What he said is, I'm going to meet somebody who can collaborate with me, who knows exactly what a tech company is, who knows exactly what to do, and knows exactly how to go about creating this tech company. And in a very short period of time, he found the person. So the whole point here is that this is a total 180-degree shift in how you operate as an entrepreneur in the world. In both of these collaborations, he's creating a free zone in the marketplace. The new legislation never existed before. The whole new movement in North Carolina of hiring veterans into the construction industry. This never existed before. Kaelin created it in his brain. Same thing with creating the tech company, which is almost launched and ready to go now. All he did was say, I'm really great at certain things, but one of the things I'm really great at is seeing a vision for something new. And what I need now is a collaborator, somebody who's already got the skills, someone who's already got the experience, someone who's already got the credibility, someone who's already got the capabilities. I'm just showing what I can contribute. And together, both in the case of the legislation and in the case of the new tech company, we're going to get 100 times result.
My name is Callan Riley. I own a construction company down in North Carolina in the Triangle. I've been in coach for 2 years now. I just started a tech company and I'm working on some veteran legislation for veteran entrepreneurs down in North Carolina. I have a family and a great team at work. When I first started, I was probably working about 60 to 80 hours a week and just really kind of grinding it out, spending a lot of time involved in a lot of details. And it was a pretty stressful experience. I think coming here and learning about Who Not How has really changed my mindset on how I'm getting things done and leveraging the right who to get things done. I was able to come up with some free time and some time to develop some ideas, which has kind of led me to some of these other companies and other endeavors that I wouldn't have been able to if I didn't start thinking more about who and less about how I was going to get the things done. So I think upskilling my team kind of led me to have a lot more time to be able to start these other ventures. With the legislation, I think that's an interesting one. I came back from coach one time and I wrote an impact filter on the legislation that I wanted. And then I wrote another one about what type of person could do that. And I just put it away. I just figured that's something I'll get to eventually. And then I'm not even like the next week, I was having coffee with somebody and he started talking to me about all his experience doing exactly what I needed. At that time, I just said, hey man, would you be interested in working with me on this type of an effort? And here we are, you know, 7 to 8 months later, and it's almost passed through the North Carolina government, which is really cool. The goal of it is to encourage veteran entrepreneurship in my state. We have a lot of veterans, we have a lot of military bases, and we don't do enough for veterans, and it's kind of a passion project. So we're working on that. There's a couple of pieces to it. It was more of a dream, and putting it in that impact filter and knowing what kind of person would I need on the team to do that just made it become a reality. Similar thing with the tech company that I just started. I did an impact filter on it and started looking for that who, but really was just so overwhelmed by the idea because, I mean, I'm in construction. I don't know anything about tech. I ran into a good buddy of mine that I had lost touch with, and turns out he had experience in doing something pretty similar, and now he's my business partner and we started it together. And if I were stuck in the how am I going to do this, I would have never gotten either of those things done. There's just no way. There's just not enough time. But finding those people and having that mindset of who can help me do this and who would be interested in helping me do this, it makes it so you can do anything. Stop doing things that I'm not good at. Let people that are good at them do those things. That freed up a lot of time. But then there's a concept. It's the hood up hours. So thinking about who is the person that can do those things that I don't like doing and I'm not good at, and they love doing them and they are good at them. It sounds obvious, but until I heard it, it just hadn't really occurred to me. It's, well, I'm at work and I have to do all these things and these things have to get done, so I would just do them. And then Dan talked about the hood up hours and who not how, and that just made it so I kind of now can think about, well, instead of me doing this, there's somebody else who's really good at it. I think the first thing I did was about 2 years ago, I was spending all weekend in my yard. So it was like, I had no free time. All weekend was in my yard. And this was my first like who not how is, all right, I'm gonna find a landscaper because I don't want to spend all my free time, you know, messing around in my yard. I want to spend it with my kids and go in the pool and, you know, doing whatever. After doing that first one, it was just like, they just kept coming. There is a lot more capacity for us to accomplish the things that we want to and need to do than we realize. Not everybody's the same. It sounds pedantic, but not everybody thinks like you do. Not everybody enjoys the same things that you do. So it makes sense to have people that like doing those things that you don't like doing. It makes sense to have them do them. I think working on the business and not in the business has really helped the team out as well. Able to kind of upskill people and able to get people to think about what's the next step and what's the next level of this, and not just, oh, let me go through and do my job and do my work, but what other things can we do here that could make this company great, or could make this organization great, or could make my family great. And I think expanding my freedom is enabling me to expand my team's freedom too, because it's not just about the entrepreneur, it's about the team too. You know, you want your team to be as productive as possible, but you know, you also want them to experience that same, you know, happiness that you get as an entrepreneur for having the freedom.
This is fantastic, because Kalen is now coming into the Free Zone Frontier program as a result of his enormous progress at the 10 times ambition level. He's proved that he can create a 10 times ambition company, but now he wants to create 100 times collaborations in the marketplace.